Hi, welcome back to ANY's podcast. I'm your host, Justina.
And I am her co-host, Eileen.
Hi. So we're still a little undecided on what we are going to create as content.
I feel like we could just do like a random mix of thing, like a motley thing of random podcasts, because I'm always up for doing different types of things.
I mean, if we want this to be like a real podcast, we could just make one of everything, and whatever gets the most hits is what we'll just stick to.
That, I'm good with that.
So you heard it here. If you like a specific kind of podcast we do, start spamming it, and we'll just make more of it, I guess.
Sounds good.
Unless it's something we really hate, and then we won't do it.
Sorry. I'll still do it. I'm up for anything. So why don't you give a rundown of what we're going to be talking about today?
Right. So another style of podcast besides us just talking about random topics is reviews, I think. So we were thinking about reviewing a board game because, like we mentioned in our first episode, we both love board games and we really do enjoy this board game.
Villainous. So we're just going to be reviewing Villainous, like I just said. We'll go over about what the game is, how to win it, and the costs of it. And probably after that, we'll just go over some of our thoughts on it, our personal thoughts on it, and maybe recommendations, and rate it on a scale, just to give like some scientific.
Also, I feel like we should say as a disclaimer, even though this is very obvious, this is not a sponsored podcast This is literally our second episode and nothing has happened. We just genuinely really enjoy this game.
Yes. So much so that we have all the expansions, but we'll talk about that in a bit.
Yes. So, do you want to give the brief overview of the game?
I think you do that a lot better than I would.
Okay. So, Villainous is a game created by Disney. Again, Disney, don't sue us. We love your game. I don't know. I've heard horror stories. But anyway, Villainous is a strategic board game where it pits 2 to 6 players, although you can actually have more if you have multiple expansions, but it's 2 to 6 players against each other, and you take control as one of the villains of Disney Channel movies. Or not Disney Channel movies, Disney movies, sorry. Although it would be interesting if they expanded out to Disney Channel movies.
I would like to see that.
But anyway, the game is essentially you are a villain, and your goal is to complete your objective. Depending on which villain you get, it's a different objective every time. And you also have to stop your competitors from completing their objectives.
Mm-hmm. The person who first completes their objective wins, and this is an interactive game in the way where you sabotage your competitors by fading them or having fake cards. And this, what this does is either delays them from getting their objective or just makes it a bit harder for them to achieve their objectives.
It's hard to explain this game as we are an audio, not a visual medium, but essentially, that's right, you are your own character. And the only way that the opponents can affect your gameplay is through your personal fake deck. And again, depending on your villain, it can always be a little different. It's always a little harder. For example, there is Ursula in the base game. Ursula is interesting because unlike the other characters, she can't defeat villains in the same way as the other ones. Instead, her power is that she gets them to sign contracts like she did with Ariel in The Little Mermaid and sort of vanquishes them that way.
Yeah, that's another thing I like about Villainous is just if you know the movies and you love the movies, you'll see things specific to the characters. It's all specific to the character and you're just like, oh yeah, I remember that, or that scene was very sad, and it's all in there. And I just think Disney did a good job doing that.
Yes, whoever actually developed Villainous was very thoughtful in not only including such iconic villains such as Captain Hook, the Queen of Hearts, Jafar, Maleficent, Ursula, and
King John, I think.
King John from Robin Hood.
Yeah.
But not only did they choose these iconic villains, but they chose each one of their sort of decks and play cards based specifically on their movies.
Right.
So in Jafar's, his objective is to get the genie and to get the Sultan, I believe, hypnotized?
Yes.
And if you can do that in Agrabah, you win the game.
Yeah. So it's very movie specific, and it just brings a lot of, like, the game itself, it's pretty good, but it brings a lot of, like, memories, and especially when you play with people who know, it just starts a great conversation.
And as we did mention before, there are expansions to this game.
Because there's a lot of villains.
Yes, there are. Each expansion includes 3 extra villains. You don't need the base game to play the expansions, which I really do enjoy. Mm-hmm. Because, like this happened, Eileen has the base game while I have all the expansions. Mm-hmm. And it's fun when we come together to play, but it also means that we can play if we don't see each other.
Right. Another thing about that I like the expansion is you don't, like, have to get the base game, as Justina mentioned, but if you have a specific villain you want to play, you could just get that expansion, and the cost of it is, like, minimal if you just want that one expansion. You don't have to get the base pack, you don't have to get everything, it's just you want to get everything.
Yes, that's true.
How much is the base pack, do you remember?
I want to say the base pack is around $45.
Mm-hmm. And then the expansion?
The expansions are about $20 to $30 each.
Which is not bad, because if you really think about it, if you just get the expansion, which is the game in itself, it's $20 to play. Yeah, just to get started. Some of our thoughts, I guess, or recommendation would be when you're playing this game, really read the booklets. Really read on your villain before you play. Don't think this is just like, I'ma just play it and figure it out. Yes, that's how you figure it out, but you're gonna want to know the best strategies to win your villain's objectives.
Again, whoever has developed this villainous game, I guess we could actually look it up if we wanted to, but whoever developed it had made it that, again, each villain is their own sort of game. You won't play the same way with a different villain. Again, we've mentioned Jafar's winning objective is that he needs to get the genie. The genie is actually in his fate deck, so you have to try really hard trying to find him in the fate deck. While another villain, such as the Queen of Hearts, would rather just be collecting as many soldiers as she can. But each game... It was created by John Lewis.
It was created by Ravensburger. Nice name. And then John Lewis, I guess, is the actual guy who made this. I just love the detail to the cards and the character pieces. It's all very detailed, and it's even without, like, you know, some board games are very simple. This board game has a lot of detail to their cards. Each deck is modified to each villain. So it's just pretty to fun to play, but also pretty to look at, yeah, honestly.
But back to Eileen's previous point, each villain does come with their own sort of strategy booklet. And it's very recommended that if you guys are playing for the first time, you all read your personal villain's booklet as a way to figure out how the best way to win is. Again, although recommendations is, this is not a game that people can just sort of pick up on.
Yeah, it's not intuitive. You have to read up on it. That's why if I had to rate this game, I would give it an 8 out of 10. Just because, honestly, it's fun to play. The decks are really cool. You don't need a whole lot of people. You don't need to buy expansion packs to play with the base game. And the only con I would really say is that you just have to read on it. That's it. You just have to read a little bit. So -2 for there.
I'm actually going to give it 2 scores because I rate it differently depending on the player. So if you're like me or Eileen, where you enjoy these sort of complicated strategy games, mm-hmm. such as Catan and Villainous and even Pandemic, you know, there's thought in it. I would give it like a 9 out of 10. I think it's a very good game. It's very well thought out. Mm-hmm. Each villain has its own pros and cons of how you play them.
True.
But if you're just a casual gamer, a casual board gamer, I guess I should say, where, you know, you prefer playing apples to apples or, you know, quick Monopoly, like stuff that's not too overthinking, then I would give it probably a 6 out of 10 because this game is very complicated. And if you want to have a fun board game night where not everyone has to read for a good 15 minutes before you play, then this is not the game to play for that night.
Very true. Okay, that's valid. That's valid. So as you know, me and Justina are still figuring out our way in the podcast world. But honestly, I feel like we could talk about anything, and on our next podcast, we could just talk about something informational, make it an informational podcast. I'm still deciding between dog training or basic trimming of hair, as I just trimmed my friend's hair today. It came out to be very nice.
I vote we go for dog training, because I feel like you have more experience with that rather than the hair training.
Or we could talk, we could do a podcast about just experiences in general.
That's true.
So I guess that's it for this podcast. I'll see you in the next one. What's a horrendous catchphrase I could say here?
I'm not sure. You're the one that should be thinking of them, right?
Oh, right. If you guys can get this, let me know. And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
God, please, no. Okay, bye.